Greetings, social media wombles. A bit of a test environment. I'm sat at my desk, actually recording a podcast because I am trying to integrate a little bit more my processes with my work. I spend a lot of time making my own processes efficient as I can, predominantly for the coping mechanisms and strategies that dyslexics have to cope, put into place. But over the years, I've kind of realised that with social technologies, those are actually quite useful for anybody. And sometimes they might seem a little bit extreme or unnecessary, but some of the ones that I've mentioned to people, when I just tell them how I do things, they find them really useful. So I'm kind of going to try and start doing a few updates when I do bits and pieces on my computer, where I'm swapping and changing between screens, and see if I can kind of share with you what I'm up to a little bit more, and how that's all fitting together, and hopefully find some people who want to work with me too. So today I'm testing a new mic, so I'm not sure if it's actually going to be using the iPhone built-in mic or the actual Samsung Go mic that I've got plugged into it. It is responding, so I've got it in a camera connection. I will blog about the stuff that I'm going to be using, but I'm just trying to integrate the media with my work more visibly, I guess. I spend so much time doing it, trying to make it invisible, but I think it's about time I started to share sort of how my apps and tools and services all plug in together. So today, right, what I've been doing is an Eventbrite invite entry for Out There, which is an exhibition of international artists that I'm currently working on with ACT. This is Art, Culture, Tourism, who are a locally based community, I guess is what they say. They ACT really is the love child of Art, Culture, Passion and Marissa Zipser, who is based in Beeston. And over the years, she's met some wonderful artists, both in the UK and has met international artists. And she is bringing them together in Nottingham for an international exhibition. I think it's really wonderful that, as an independent venture, something of this quality, I guess, is being produced independently without funding, with the support of the artists themselves. So Marissa is representing these artists, and there's a programme that runs behind ACT, in which she is starting to actively represent artists. So anyway, I've been setting up the Eventbrite, and I've taken the leaflet that they had, and I wanted to create a... You know what, this is a bit silly, individual. I'm just going to tell you the bit that I signed on to do, and that is the fact that what I find when I'm putting a event together is thinking about how everything plugs in. So a little bit like a telephonist's old board, that the event itself is an opportunity to put as many threads from a hub point to reference points, and then where those reference points are and what engagement you hope to get at that end to be quite thought out as I am developing the event description, which I like to be as short as possible, as informative as possible. So this particular one, following fine art landscape photographer Mike Lintner's solo exhibition from the 7th to the 13th of April, ACT represented artists are presenting a showcase exhibition of their work in Nottingham at the P. Spowage Gallery on Byard Lane off Bridlesmith Gate in Nottingham. Entry is free, but tickets are limited. More information about each of our participating artists, including Mike Lintner, is on our website. I'm always torn, is it is or are. I'm sure either it won't matter, therefore no one will point it out, or some of my wonderful grammar pedants will let me know. So do let me know. I love to know these things so that I can get things right. If you're interested in being represented as an artist, do contact Marissa from the ACT artist representation page, and there's a link. And then I'm just about to put, if you are hospitality and leisure industry art buyer and would like an audience with our artist, please contact Marissa. Now, at the moment, we have a contact page. I was thinking, where do I send these people? This is a new set of people that through conversation I've understood will be coming to these exhibitions. So some of the artists do very large scale pieces that are perfect and absolutely beautiful for hotel foyers, for boardrooms, for high-end luxury flats. So there's maybe even the estate agency market there. I hadn't thought of that one. Interior designers is another one. But all that, I want them, if they are reading this and interested, to come to the right place for me to then engage with them. So we've currently got on our webpage, which I then brought up, a contact page. And we do have a drop down on that contact page, which gives various options of why you might wanting to be getting in touch. One that isn't there is whether you are in an industry that actually wants to commission or purchase represented artist work. So whilst I've got Eventbrite open, I've also got Weebly Platform Designer, which is the back end that I use to look after my clients' sites. Very simple, I love it to bits. I'm not a web developer designer. I have had training and I really love creating visual presences which aggregate identity, I guess, to its full extent under branding and marketing, and give the people I work with just an opportunity to have it all in one place, so that if they're unsure of their audience or they identify new audiences, there's places to send them, and then we can kind of develop parts of the website for very specific audiences and send them. So it's a multi-layered landing page, I guess, with dialogue taking place on either Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn, wherever you're most comfortable or wherever your audience is most active, but always having a home base to bring them back to kind of close deals, to extend conversation. Okay, so I will look at making a screencast of this kind of thing, but I wanted to test this microphone with audio boom. So as I'm going into editing, yes, essentially I'm just going to go in, I'm going to put the new section into the contact form, and then I'm going to add onto the contact form the link of the contact page. So quite often when I'm creating new assets or event descriptions, it also includes being able to very easily access several different cloud applications so that the things that need to be linked to can be created in real time. And that's how I kind of pull presences together. I'm going to stop there. I think I've probably said enough. I want to see if this microphone has done anything. So yes, I am currently one of my current clients, ACT, artculturetourism.co.uk. Two exhibitions coming up. One is Out There, which runs from the 21st to the 29th. But prior to that, from the 7th to the 13th of April, Mike Lindner is doing a solo exhibition at the same gallery. I'm going to put that onto LinkedIn too, but I'm working backwards to link in links so that I have stuff to put in the most present one to go out for the preview. The exhibition is dropped by whenever you like, but the preview itself for this particular event is the 21st of April from 6 till 8:30. I do hope you can join me. I'd love to hear your feedback about sort of the new podcasts that I do. Do tweet me at PCM Creative. And if you want to find out more, I have a blog, which if you go to pcmcreative.com, there will be a feed on the front there. And also there is an embed of all my other audio boo entries, creations, call them what you will, ramblings, and thanks for listening.